The Boeing Company and the Pentagon are pressing Congress for final approval of a controversial deal to lease, rather than buy, new planes. Critics say the deal helps Boeing, but not the Air Force or taxpayers. Newly disclosed documents show how Boeing lobbied to make it happen. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The lease deal could be sealed tomorrow in a closed meeting of the Senate Armed Services Committee, the last of four congressional panels that need to approve it. But first, this afternoon, Republican Senator John McCain holds his own hearing. McCain has been against this deal ever since it first surfaced in September 2001. Here's how the deal is to work. Boeing would build 100 of its 767 airliners and outfit them as mid-air refueling tankers. A middleman, a special-purpose entity, would buy the planes and lease them to the Air Force. The Air Force would buy the planes when the 6-year leases run out. It's a lot like getting a new car. Leasing gets you a nicer car right now, but costs more in the long run. Boeing's allies on Capitol Hill conceived this deal to help the company when airlines started canceling their orders. The benefit for the Air Force is in replacing its old KC-135 tankers. It hadn't previously been asking to replace them. The three congressional watchdog agencies, the Congressional Budget Office, General Accounting Office, and Congressional Research Service, all say the lease deal costs too much. By one measure, the Air Force could purchase 35 more planes for the same price. Over the weekend, McCain's Senate Commerce Committee released scores of Boeing's internal emails giving details of the company's lobby campaign. Keith Ashdown is with Taxpayers for Common Sense, a nonprofit group that opposes the lease deal.
We know more than we usually know on other major weapons programs. Now it's the question if we're going to make the right decision. And unfortunately, it looks like the fix is in.
The emails show how quickly Boeing won over Air Force officials. As early as February 2002, a top Boeing executive reported back after meeting with the Air Force secretary. He wrote, quote, "Question is the terms of the deal, not if there will be a deal," unquote. There was wrangling over the price. The White House Office of Management and Budget thought it was too high. So, Boeing used virtually every lobbying tactic known to Washington. It got two friends on the Pentagon's Defense Policy Board to promote the program among Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's staff. It got House Speaker Dennis Hastert to pitch President Bush personally. Hastert's district is near Chicago, where Boeing is headquartered. It also called in the National Guard, whose leaders have clout in Washington. It even supplied ghost-written opinion pieces for lawmakers and retired military leaders to offer to newspapers and magazines under their own names. And this spring, the deal was struck for $21 billion. The budget office held to its price, but said the 100 tankers would be just a start. Boeing's chief defense lobbyist wrote to his boss, quote, "We may actually be looking at a $35 billion-plus deal with some additional political work," unquote. Boeing declined to provide a spokesman for this report, but the company did release a statement noting that members of Congress, not Boeing, first proposed the leases. The company said the emails really show, quote, "committed people on both sides working hard to craft a lease that meets the desired objective, a new, highly capable tanker delivered quickly and at an affordable price." Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.